Different forms of movement, whether physical, social, or policy-driven, shape educational journeys and identities. Education is often seen as a universal equalizer, but when we dive deeper, it's also a deeply personal and transformative force. It doesn't just teach facts and figures, it shapes who we are, our values, beliefs, and our sense of belonging in the world. The ways education fosters or hinders identity formation have ripple effects on social sustainability. When individuals are empowered to form identities that embrace diversity, resilience, and agency, they contribute to stronger, more cohesive societies. By understanding and addressing the challenges tied to the movement, be it physical migration or systemic shifts in education policy, we can work towards building a world where education uplifts and sustains not just individuals, but communities and entire systems. These personal journeys connect to a larger system, local community, cultural dynamics, and global forces, all influencing how identities are built. When education supports resilience and belonging, it strengthens not just individuals, but the social fabric. By addressing the challenges of movement, we ensure education contributes to a more inclusive and sustainable future.
The transitions I have faced during my education had occurred predominantly during my secondary school education in the UK. For the majority of my secondary school education, I had attended a faith-based secondary school, which had a significant impact towards shaping my identity. The values which represented the school, derived from the Catholic faith, had essentially set the structure of the school. This subconsciously had an effect towards how we approach one another, our education, as well as ourselves. The values which were ingrained in the school system had an emphasis towards a sense of belonging. Within my cohort in particular, there was an element of unity and support. We were all from different backgrounds and family lives, yet that's what brought us closer together. Acceptance and belonging and care for one another were themes which shaped our school experience and more or less had an impact to how we viewed each other. This in turn had an influence towards the development of our characters. Some teachers also carried these values, and you could witness this being demonstrated in the way they taught and in the way they interacted with us in the classroom. This had an impact towards myself in particular, as this facilitated a space where learning could also take place in a positive manner. I also found myself enjoying school a lot more the older I got, and I saw the value in such environments that I was learning from. There was, however, a contrast from my experience when I then transitioned and left to go to a grammar school to complete my A-levels. The values within this school were different, and at times I did struggle to navigate through the different school system. The values were greatly influenced, particularly by school performance, grades, and post-18 options. Yet I didn't feel equipped nor supported to a great extent in my environment at that time. I also couldn't recognise myself nor identify with many students at my school or at that school at the time. And at times, there was almost an element of segregation within my particular cohort. And this did impact how I viewed myself as well as others in that space. This transition had an impact on my educational journey, as now I wasn't in a system which presented values of belonging and unity, which was what I was used to. However, from one of my A-level classes where I was studying philosophy and ethics, the space to come together to critique ideas and debate in class was available and was made present. The subject enabled us to be able to gain an understanding of one's perspective and also gain an understanding about our teacher as well. Being in this space reinforced that significance of collaboration, which also increased the element of relatability and understanding. And again, brought back those key themes which I identified myself with when I was at the previous school. And I was able to practice those elements and experience those elements now in this particular class.
Thank you. profoundly shaped my own experience of education and identity. In growing up, I moved quite a few times as my parents uprooted for work. So I've had this experience of moving, across different contexts and transitioning from education settings and experiencing, different cultures and different communities and the ways in which those communities view education. All of that is fundamental to my own sense of being, and it's something that I've experienced quite a lot as a professional. In a previous role, I served as an English education teacher in Melilla, Spain. Melilla is quite a unique place in that it is a Spanish province, but is actually on the African continent. So it is walled off from Morocco. And for many African migrants, Melilla represents an opportunity to enter the EU via land border. So while I was living in Melilla, Spain, there were on numerous occasions attempts from African migrants to climb that border into Spain or into the EU. Now, as an English education teacher, I had the opportunity to work with many of those migrants and become familiar with some of the challenges they faced. A lot of the migrants that I worked with were from countries belonging to the English Commonwealth, and as a result of that, they had learned English growing up. It was quite interesting because these migrants were often grouped together and framed as one holistic group, even though they came across different contexts. Many of them did not speak any English. They spoke French or they spoke a local native language, but they had all come to this place and been grouped together and were being thrust into a untraditional education setting in migrant camps with the supplement of this provisional educational support and tutoring. And as I worked with these migrants and learned more about their experiences of their educational journeys and their movements of migration, I began to sort of understand the way their education was originally rooted in traditional education settings, but had been built upon through their journey, across the continent and into Melilla. It reminds me in many ways of the complex interacting between micro, meso, exo, and macro systems. The experience of school on a local level, for me, the experience of school in Massachusetts and the experience of school in North Carolina were entirely different. But those two differing experiences are fundamental to my sense of being. I take a lot of pride sort of in the resilience that I think that has instilled in me. So those educational journeys are really fundamental to our own identity. In working with the migrants in Melilla, many of these individuals really voice the way in which larger macro systems related to the way we look at migration and the way we look at race impacted their own form of identity and the way they were treated within the community.
When I was approaching my 30s, I started to really think about where I could see myself settling down. Our family had moved to the UK in the 90s. And for me, maybe because I was almost a teenager when we arrived, I always had this feeling like I was waiting to go home. And it wasn't a feeling that I could shake off. So it wasn't until these conversations started coming up as myself and my sisters got a little bit older, that we realized that without noticing, England had become our forever home. But still, I eventually decided that I wanted to move back home to Jordan, where we were originally from. And that wasn't an easy choice because there was my parents who migrated to the UK to build a better life for us. And here I was a couple of decades later going back home in the opposite direction. But it was really important for me that this was not a reversal of my parents' journey or their efforts or their sacrifices.
It was something much deeper for me. I wanted this to be a continuation of our journey. I wanted it to almost come full circle, and at least attempt to bridge some of the distance that our migration had created, both within us, ourselves, and between us and our extended family. So going home was a real experience. I had to relearn Arabic, reconnect with family that I hadn't seen since my teens, retrace my parents' childhoods. And I took so much joy in fully immersing myself in that experience. But it didn't take very long at all for me to realize that despite all of my efforts, I was truly as foreign in Jordan as I have ever been in England. And this humbling realization, which is all too common for many, many people across the world, was a real challenge to absorb, and it was a real challenge to try and navigate. But I eventually, you know, made it into an almost invitation to reimagine who I was at this intersection of two worlds that I really belong to. Movement, it's a privilege when it's by choice, and it is much harder for many people when it's by force. But I think when it comes to this pursuit for a better life, a better education, a better future, it reshapes us in ways that I don't think that we fully understand, and I'm appreciating more and more as I navigate my own journey. The power of the shift that we have, not only on where we live, but how we live, and consequently who that then makes us, and the price of that change that doesn't just affect the person or the family that are moving, but that ripples across generations and generations to come, reshaping the lives of everyone who comes after. These are the legacies of migration that are etched into our identities, that, yes, do bring so many gifts with them, but also bring so many burdens when we have to also find the means to be able to reckon with them as authentically as we possibly can. So where there is possibility and movement, there's obviously also a great loss. And in my return, I've learned that the future doesn't have to erase the past, that it can actually grow from it. And it's how I've come to try and reimagine development, not as a process of simply moving forward and leaving things behind, but as an opportunity for us to reimagine, to reclaim, to reconnect, to rebuild, to find ways to honor the complexities of our journeys, to know that we are every day opening doors for others to step through, and that it's so important to remind ourselves that with every step that we do take forward, it's not just an opportunity to transform, but it's also an opportunity to carry the stories of our past into those possibilities that lie for us in the future.